have a basketball program that we all expect to compete in the Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four!
I didn't think you got me this good, but it feels good!
First, I need that national championship.
Welcome on in, everybody, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh and Johnny as Illinois erases a 15-point deficit in the Big Ten semifinal in the last 18 minutes and 15 seconds. What an absolute ballgame. It's Johnny. Johnny's here just in time. Johnny, welcome. I literally just introduced the start of the podcast.
The boardroom.
You've missed absolutely nothing other than the fact that I alluded to the fact that we erased a 15-point lead. We are playing for a trophy tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Guys, I'm sorry to interrupt here. Like, people, you're not allowed to get excited. It's just it's a Big Ten championship. It's a trophy. You're not allowed to get excited. People, if you can't tell from the type of voice I have going right now, my voice is gone, but also not coherent. But it's a trophy, and you're apparently not allowed to root for. This is like one that no one cares about, right, Johnny?
I'm going to get excited about it.
It's a trophy. You're right. I forgot. It's a trophy. Oh, my God. You're supposed to root for this trophy.
Yeah, no, it was – today was one of the most fun games of basketball you'll see for our team. Like, there are some people who don't care about the Big Ten tournament. Then there's other people like us who, anytime Illinois is playing, we are going to root like heck for this team. And the response that we had today was incredible. Like heck. I mean, I think Josh, you can barely hear his voice right now because he had 72 ILL INIs at Finley Dunn's today. It was amazing.
See you tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be back.
My ears are ringing from FDs still. My ears are absolutely still ringing right now. I don't know about you guys, but like, I'm reeling from what we just left from right there.
Yeah, it's hard to like analyze or just really speak to anything because it was just like,
I have no insight.
The first half was a nightmare. The second half was just an absolute dream and we were floating the entire time. And I think Taryn Shannon was not a human being. I think he had powers that were possessed into him, and Luke Goody had the luck of the Irish in him, and he banked in a three, and when he banked in that three, it was like, okay, we're winning this game. Like, Nebraska in the first half had so many, like, bounces go in their way. K-Say just, like, fade away, double clutch, made shots, and then the Luke Goody bank three, it's like, okay, we're actually going to win this game. We're getting every single offensive rebound, and it was, oh my God, that second half was just amazing.
You look back at how we performed against Iowa in the semifinals 3 years ago. You look back against how we performed against Ohio State in the championship that same year, and it's just like, this team is doing the fight that like we just want Illini teams to do. Like, this was second to none. Like, we were, I think Robert yesterday was saying, like, do we have that like 10-0 run that we need when we're down 10 in the conference semifinal or quarterfinal? Like, we had it both nights, and it just makes you so excited for not just tomorrow. Like, we're in tomorrow. Like, tomorrow is a game that I want to win. So
tomorrow's today. Tomorrow is today. When you think about it, tomorrow.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
Today.
Most people who are listening to this, it's today. But like, we're in the Big Ten fucking championship, and people are going to diminish every single word of what I just said, and it's going to mean nothing. It's going to mean nothing to them. Wah, wah, wah. I hope you enjoyed your January. Wah, 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 wah.
Oh, whoa.
Wah, wah, wah. Wow. But guess what? We're playing for a fucking trophy.
Yeah, I mean, Josh is a little deep in the Twitter mentions from the first half where some people were upset about us giving up 51 points. To Josh's credit, he immediately tweeted, we're not giving up 50 in the second half, which is true. Nebraska, what'd they score in the second half? Like 30 something?
They scored 37
minus 51 is 36.
We scored 50. Yeah. We scored 40. or sorry, excuse me, they scored 51. We scored 40 in the first half. We scored 58 in the second half. They scored 38 in the second
half. Losers.
Yeah, I mean, that was just so much fun. But just to your point earlier about, like, yeah, we had multiple runs there in the second half. And I don't know what we did to just completely, like, step on Nebraska's throat. I mean, a lot of it was just Terrence Shannon being unbelievable and us. Just,
Big Ten record. Big Ten tournament record. Big Ten tournament record.
Exactly. I think, like, It was funny because there were so many people in our comments being like, this team doesn't care, whatever. Like, I don't know. I feel like a great example of whether or not a team cares and is giving effort is offensive rebounds. And we had 14 offensive rebounds today. Like, this is a team that legitimately cares a lot. And Underwood continues to press the right buttons. Like, yesterday it was playing Dane a lot. Today it was the matchups were better with him not on the floor, and just you could tell how focused that team was despite being down 11 at halftime, despite being down 15 early in the second half. Like, I don't know, it really makes you just proud to be an Illini today. And you think back at this season, we went 14-6 in the regular season, now 2-0 in the Big Ten tournament. Like, you're 16-6 against Big Ten competition. That's just so much fun.
Do you know what's amazing is, like, yesterday, like, you come away from the game, you're like, what does a Luke Goody contribute to our team?
Yeah.
What does he contribute? Today, 4 for 9 from three. Who cares if he shot 9 threes? He made 4 of them, and it couldn't have been more clutch. Like, there is not one person that needed to make those 4 threes more than Luke Goody, because, like, him, along with Terrence, along with the rest of the team, won us the game, but it wouldn't have been without Luke. I'm so happy for Luke, because he, along with Coleman, have been here for the longest, and it's just like, you need those guys to contribute more than anything. They're the ones that care the most, right? Like we all talk about how the transfer portal, like, kind of diminishes how long you have a player on your team, but, like, if you have a guy who commits to you for their from their high school to going into their third year, contributing 4 threes in the Big Ten semifinal, and now in the Big Ten championship. Oh, that just made my day.
Yeah.
Like, yesterday was the Dane game. Today is the Luke Goody plus Terrence putting up 40, winning a Big Ten record. Terrence, like, it's a Terrence game.
It was not the Luke Goody game.
I'll admit it. It was not the Luke Goody game. It was a Terrence Shannon plus
Luke
40.
Goody game.
It was the Terrence Shannon 40-point game, Big Ten record.
With Terrence being Batman. But Josh, you alluded to, like, guys who stayed here. How about another guy who stayed here by the name of Ty Rogers?
Unbelievable.
Who had 7 offensive rebounds today.
Unreal.
We didn't record yesterday because we're like, oh, we're gonna play in 12 hours. But we played in 14 hours because of the Purdue losing to Wisconsin. And wow. If you can't tell from my voice how excited I am for tomorrow.
Do I do it? Look, when we played Wisconsin back on March 2nd, it was 1839 days. That was 14 days ago, 1860 whatever days. You're telling me tomorrow? You're really telling me tomorrow we're...
No, don't.
Should I not?
There's a guy on that team that wants to play for Illinois, but then he wants to play for Wisconsin. He wants to play more for Illinois than he does want Wisconsin. And it doesn't matter. All that matters tomorrow is that we play our game, but let's make sure we win that game at Finley Dunn's.
Let's win the game. I would say, hopefully, both teams are under the impression, like, Let's play our guys like 30 minutes. We don't need to play 40 minutes. Let's like give it. Don't exert too much energy because there's bigger things. But I'm on record saying I would like to win this game.
I'm curious. Aside from an actual trophy, let's talk about what each team has to gain, because I'm pretty sure Illinois after today is locked into a 3 seed. I'm not sure. I would anticipate Wisconsin can still move up. Well, We've been talking about this for a month and a half, how the Big Ten or how the selection committee does not give
Value,
any
yeah.
credence to the Big Ten championship game. So are both teams essentially locked into their seed line and they're
No.
essentially just playing for a trophy that does not that does not impact their seed line? Or
I'm
because it
pretty.
sounds to me like Wisconsin seed line wise is a lot more to play. Obviously, Wisconsin is a lock for the tournament. That's a given. But it sounds like they have a lot more to play seed line wise. But again, we've talked about this for a long time now, that there is essentially no impact from the committee on if they win or on either team winning or losing tomorrow.
I have a question. I have a question because we haven't dealt with this in a bit.
I just asked a question. I just asked a
No.
question.
I have a question that
Yeah.
is off of
Let
your
me
question.
answer your
Awesome.
question with a question.
Let me
Yeah.
answer your question.
Great. Go
Would
for
you
it, Matt.
rather be a 5 seed who plays a 1 seed if they beat the 4 seed, right? You understand my logic there?
Okay. Yeah. Which
Or
Wisconsin
a
was?
6 seed who plays a 3 seed?
So you're saying I'd rather be the 3 seed?
No. It's either six
Oh.
or five. This is what Wisconsin is playing for tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Yes. And I mean, they were the 5 seed in the Big Ten tournament. They beat the 1 seed. Like the Purdue win for them is massive. Beating Purdue on a neutral.
It's better than any win
Yeah.
we have.
Correct. So yeah, I don't know how that impacts the seeding. And also, like, we have no idea with the committee. Like, we'll look at certain brackets. We'll look at Joe Lenardi saying, oh, Illinois is a 3 seed, but really no clue what's going to happen. Like the only things that I feel confident are is that Purdue, Houston, and UConn are going to be 1 seeds. That's really it. But we don't know if they're going to like, we'll see if they build out two bracket scenarios for whether Illinois wins or Wisconsin wins, but it's great to rack up another quad one win and we will see. Maddie, your question earlier, what was it? Just do we move?
Are you kidding me? I have
Yeah.
no idea.
I think.
It was essentially if any of the outcome tomorrow impacts anything for either of the
Yeah.
team's seed lines.
I think
We
Wisconsin, it helps if,
yeah.
like, all right, 1 second. I'm looking at bracket matrix that was updated this today. Okay. They are
Yeah, bracket
currently
interest is hard though, because like half the brackets aren't going to update until tomorrow.
correct, but majority of them have updated today. Majority. Let's say
Okay.
majority. They are the currently the best 6 seed for Wisconsin. So with their win,
Okay.
they're at least a five. I'm like with the teams that are
Yeah.
not playing, like they are at least a five, let's say. Okay. I don't think they can get into the realm of a 4 seed, even if they beat us
What?
or not.
You know what? I take my question back. Who cares? Let's
They
stop
like
talking about
I guess what I'm
Wisconsin
saying
and
there.
start talking about more about Illinois.
I guess what I'm
Who
saying is it
cares?
doesn't matter. Okay, let's talk back about the game. But for Wisconsin, tomorrow's game does not matter. They are a 5 seed. Congratulations, Wisconsin. Everyone clap it up. Wisconsin, 5 seed.
Correct.
And congrats.
Yeah.
There's Johnny's first
He wasn't part of the
freeze.
podcast.
Freeze. Up there. He's frozen.
My
Is he
first
frozen? Is he
what?
back? He's first
I didn't
freeze
get back.
of the
You're
afternoon.
back.
He's
You're
back.
back.
Back. He's back. Just like
Yeah,
Greg
I
Gard in 2025.
exactly. You guys were clapping. I decided I was going to abstain and just freeze and disconnect because I don't clap for a team based in Madison. But yeah, I'm really excited and it was great to knock down some of our biggest enemies, Keisei Tominaga, Rink Mask, Fred Hoiberg. Congrats on your coach of the year, Fred Hoiberg. Good job. Good job.
We'll
Really
clap
happy for
again.
you.
Okay, can we talk about that for a second? Because we have not talked about that. I called it. You guys gave me a hard time when I go, yeah, I think Fred Hoiberg is going to win Coach of the Year. And Johnny goes, are you kidding me?
No,
Matt Painter is going to win 16 or
I
17
wasn't
Big
on that
Ten games.
podcast.
And I go, but it is an award of expectation. And I'll just
Totally.
collect my flowers here for a moment. I'll just collect my
I mean,
flowers
they,
here.
for the record,
You
they both
deserve no
won. They
flowers,
won
no Big
co-Big
Ten.
10
Go
coach
ahead.
of the year. They won co-Big 10 coach of the year. So congrats. And but I guess that gets you a loss in the semifinals because that's
Which
what both of
again,
those coaches got.
if you told Nebraska fans in September that they would make it to the Big Ten semifinals, they would take that hands down, bar none, 100%, because that is a
Absolutely.
tournament bid.
For sure.
Absolutely. But it is just absurd that that's how the Big Ten Coach of the Year award works.
The fact that it's expectations, the fact that it's expectation is it's based on expectations is the most.
The award shouldn't exist, essentially. It should just go to the best coach in the Big Ten.
It should be the one that wins the Big Ten regular season.
Exactly. It's a stupid award, is what it is. It is an absolutely ridiculous award. So
Matt Painter won the Big Ten by 3 games. Yep. Like, that hasn't happened to my knowledge, and I'm not going to do any research whatsoever for a very long time.
When will you start doing the research? Let us know when you'll start doing the research.
Okay, I'll mute myself.
I can tell you it hasn't.
I'll come back. When
there's no way.
I'll come back.
It hasn't happened at least
since we started our podcast.
Since we started 20 games in the Big Ten season, it has not happened since. And I don't think anyone's gone 17-3 either. Like, what Matt Painter did and what Purdue did was incredible. And you know what has happened in the last, I don't know, 6 years? Is Nebraska won 13 games of the Big Ten. They went 13-5. And you didn't see Tim Miles winning a Big Ten coach of the year. Actually, maybe he did, but because the expectations, I guess if you win 12 games at Nebraska, you automatically win coach of the year. But that's besides the point. What I would like to talk about is our Fighting Illini. Doing what they're doing, another win, and like they find different ways to win. Defense yesterday, offense in the second half today. Like, I don't know, this team showed you what it's made of. Back-to-back nights, coming down from comebacks. Like, this entire season we have not lost a game by double digits, because no matter what, like, this team, opposing team goes around, they're going to fight back, and they've showed you what they've made of. Been made of for 33 games this season.
No Dane tonight after getting player of the game last night. And that is no offense to Dane. I hope he goes off tomorrow in his home state of Minnesota tomorrow. But again, Johnny, I think that just kind of proves your point that Illinois can do it in a variety of fashions, right? That it doesn't have to be in one way or the other, that you can put up a clunker against Ohio State last night and you can still win, or you can struggle in the first half against Nebraska and you can still win in the second half tonight. Like, the mark of a good team is a team that gets past the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament, right? No team since 1983 has won the NCAA championship they've always won in their quarterfinal games. They've made it at least until the semifinal game. Yeah, Illinois showed that they could win in multiple fashions. And I know Johnny pointed out that statistic to me last night, that every team that has won the national championship since 1983 has made it to at least the quarterfinals of their conference tournament. So I don't know about you guys, but I was a lot more anxious and I was a lot more nervous last night against Ohio State than I was this afternoon, this evening against Nebraska. Because today felt like gravy almost, and I feel like tomorrow is also gravy, where I'm just like, all right, you just need to hit the requisite of getting to your semifinal conference tournament game. After that, it's all gravy. Again, Purdue, they lost today. I feel like they're not like, oh no, we're toast. Yeah. We're absolutely fucked. Like, they made it to the semifinals, they lost in overtime, fine. You just need to make it to the semis and you're Gucci.
And we did that, but yeah. Purdue did the thing we did in 2021. They won their conference tournament last year, and then they lost in the first round, and their friends were like, yeah, they expended too much energy. There's some correlation, not causation there, but agreed. It's nice knowing that tomorrow is not going to be life or death. Whatever happens, happens. But it's more of just like, it's really fun watching this team play Big Ten teams and win night after night after night. And today was another example. But did you know Marcus Domask like almost had a triple double tonight? He had 16 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists. Like, we didn't even, he's like an afterthought in that game. Almost had a triple double. Like, the dude,
that's blank to me.
Dog.
All that I know is Marcus Domask's contribution to today's game is he hit every 3 that I needed him to hit. Like, besides starting with the 10-minute mark of the first half. let's forget about the first half of the first half. But yeah, no, he was.
Let's forget about the first half of the first half of this podcast.
Yeah, so the first 10 minutes. I mean, we're a little delirious right now.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
Fun today.
I think they pour a little heavy-handed over at FD's there on Lincoln Ave. So if you're looking for a good place on a Sunday afternoon to watch the game, we will be there. Have you guys decided that you're not driving up to Minneapolis tomorrow afternoon?
It's official. We're not going to do it.
So where are you watching the game tomorrow?
Finley Dunes.
Finley Duns? I think I'm probably also watching Finley Duns. I was talking with Peter. I was talking with Amante. That was an absolute atmosphere this afternoon there at the bar.
So it was phenomenal. Like,
it was an absolute phenomenal atmosphere.
If you're not in Champaign, the place to be in the state of Illinois is Finley Duns.
Yes.
You nailed the pronunciation there.
I go with Dunes. Because, like, it's more fun to say Dunes, but it's definitely Finley Duns.
In our 30th podcast of the year, you finally nailed it, Josh.
I guess so. But yeah, it's not our 30th, I can tell you.
It's probably like 18 to 20. But it was just one of those perfect Saturdays, you know, where it's like you walk outside after the win. It's sunny.
St. Patrick's Day.
It's warm. It's St. Patrick's Day. Just we've had a few of those games throughout the past few years. Last week, and you just it feels like you're on cloud nine, and that's the feeling that I'm anticipating if we win the first two games in the tournament. Just that week between the round of 32 winning and then playing in that Sweet 16 game is just I'm manifesting it right now, as the Gen Zers say. Well, and
so we're gonna be a three seed, right? I feel like it's pretty.
I don't think we lose the three seed from the like. I think we're set in stone three seed,
which means that we will be effectively.
I
the
see
favorite.
Johnny's eyes.
We
right
will
now.
Be. We will effectively. No, I talked about this, Johnny, at the bar. We will be the favorite in both games. You know, this is not an Illinois versus, you know, Houston game. This is not an Illinois versus Loyola where it's like, maybe we're like the favorite. We will be a bona fide favorite in both of our round of 64 and hopefully our round of 32 games. Like, no question. And obviously, I know we were the favorite and, you know, a couple of years ago we were the one seed, but like, we will be the favorite in both of our games, assuming we get past a 14 seed.
Yes. Let me just say, I don't trust the committee and I will wait for that bracket to come out. Do not trust committee ever. We'll see when that bracket comes out. We'll talk when the bracket comes out on Sunday with Robert, and I will give you my honest reaction. I agree with you, Maddie. The likelihood is we will be a three seed. We'll be playing likely a six seed who's, let's say, somewhere between the 21st and 24th best team in the country. That is not as good as us, which is a top 10 team in the country. But we'll see what happens. I really feel like we're due to have some luck. We're overdue, but that's for the committee, and hopefully they finally don't screw us over. But
we're gonna be recording a podcast and legitimately 24 hours talking about how the committee fucked us. I'm so excited.
Yeah, wait, Johnny, give me right now who are we gonna get fucked over by?
Akron first.
Who are we playing? No. Who are we playing in the second round that we're gonna get fucked over by? Tell me right now. Who are we?
Gonzaga. I do not want to play Gonzaga.
No, we're. Are you kidding me?
In Spokane.
They've only made their conference championship for 22 years in a row.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Gonzaga's a six seed is a weird like visual.
They don't have anyone good though.
That's just not true at all. Like at all.
I can't wait to eat my words.
I was really worried about a 4-5 matchup with Auburn. That was really scaring me. I'm hoping that that's not the case now. It's still not like 100% until the committee comes out and whether or not there's going to be 3-4 seeds from the SEC. But Gonzaga is a team that I would prefer not to play.
You're saying Gonzaga's a six seed when they're currently ranked 15 in KenPom.
Yeah.
The math, if you do the math, 16. Sorry, they're a six seed. times by four. They should be at least between 20 and 24. They are 15. Exactly.
Yes, but hey, the committee is going to look out for that.
Biggest yawn ever. Does not.
We're walking to the Sweet 16 this year. This is the year, boys. Yeah. This is the year. This is the year.
Do you guys know what I care about more about getting to the Sweet 16? And I've asked a group of Illini fans.
Yes.
I've asked a group of Illini fans. I've asked a group of not Illini fans. It all comes down to two things. Do you want to win the Big Ten Tourney Championship, or do you want to lose in the Sweet 16? Like, if you know those are your two outcomes of this season, what do you choose? I have a clear-cut answer.
It depends on – are you an Illinois fan of the last 5 years, or are you just
– I asked a group of people who are both Illini fans and both non-Illini fans.
Because if you're an Illinois fan of the last 5 years, you make it to the Sweet 16 because you've won the Big Ten tournament, right? If you maybe are a team that has struggled in the last decade, you win your conference tournament. That's pretty awesome. I would take a Sweet 16 loss this year.
Over winning tomorrow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Maddie would lock in a Sweet 16 loss. Absolutely. I would roll the dice. I would take the Big Ten tournament win. And because I think we might go further than the Sweet 16. Hot take, crazy.
There's two options.
Johnny already has third row seats for the Final Four, so I know. Super hot take right there.
We'll see you at State Farm.
Yes.
I mean,
handshake meme, a center arena,
stadium. Yeah.
winning games for Illinois. Yeah, absolutely. State Farm. If you're an Illinois fan at this point, you've done the whole Big Ten tournament thing. You've done the conference championship thing. You've done the everything but making it to the second weekend thing in Brad's tenure. You make it to the Sweet 16, and then you roll your dice there. I'm not quite sure how you think otherwise.
Me catch you rooting for the Illini tomorrow. Don't make me catch.
I can do both. That's the cool thing is I can do both.
Yeah.
That's the fun part right there is we haven't lost to Wisconsin in 1870 days, so I can do both.
But yes, I would agree, Maddie. Getting the monkey off our back would be amazing. It would be really nice. And
you saw the people on Twitter even last night already being like, yep. I hope you guys like enjoy January. Like, here's postseason Brad. Well, guess what, guys? Postseason Brad is going to the Big Ten tournament championship game. How do you like postseason Brad now? Like, so.
Yeah, no, postseason Brad just like makes you enjoy your January more, right?
Deep breaths, everybody. Yeah. Deep breaths.
Isn't it so funny though? Like the entire off season, entire season, you say to yourself, "Hey, you know, I don't really care about the Big Ten tournament. I don't really care. Like it's whatever. I care about what's happening in the tournament." Then the ball goes up and you see the orange jersey against the other team and you want the game so bad.
It is the most lizard brain thing ever, right? Like it's just impossible. The reason why I kind of had a little reaction there was the gambling spread is up. If you guys want to take a little guess. What tomorrow's is. Don't look at it. Just take a little.
Hands are up.
Take a little yonder at what tomorrow
Johnny,
is.
Don't say the number out loud yet. If you're guessing,
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do it together. Let me think. Let us both think.
Okay. I have an answer.
3, 2, 1.
4.5.
2.5.
We'll split the difference. 3.5 right there. Illinois minus 3.5 tomorrow.
Okay.
I mean, Wisconsin is healthy.
Overtime.
Wisconsin is healthy, but they are tired, right? Absolutely. They played an overtime game against the top team in the regular season in the Big Ten of Purdue. Illinois by 3.5 right there. And there is a little cheat code, as we discovered here this afternoon. If you can – is Josh Schwimmel – do you guys think Josh Schwimmel is listening to this?
Yeah.
If he's not, there's a way to gamble on Illinois, in the state of Illinois. So
Maddie, should we take the listeners through the journey of our day today?
Please, Johnny, take it away.
Okay, so Maddie, you sent text
at probably 7 a.m. because I couldn't sleep. Yeah. I had nightmares about Tominaga.
Like, to your defense, Maddie, you're like, you don't know who's defending Casey.
I'll go back up to what time I sent this message here this morning.
I was up right when you sent that.
I think it was very, very early this morning at Johnny, you take it away. It was at 7:12 a.m. I go, Johnny, are you going to the sports book this a.m. before the game? You might have to put a unit down for all of us today out of spect. And that's at 7:12 in the morning. And it was a late night last night, by the way, after the Ohio State game. So this is on probably 5 hours of sleep. And Johnny goes, that's a great call. Everybody in for some action? And Josh goes, yeah, whatever your unit is, I'm in for. Just unaware, Johnny's unit could be, you know, a month and a half of rent right there, just completely in. So it was a strong start to the day in going to the so-and-so sports book to put down several units. And I was unaware,
no,
Johnny.
One unit. He
put a, yeah. I was told,
yes,
a parlay.
Exactly. So you gave me, you're like, all right, just put down a unit. And I clarified, I asked you, you gave me a specific dollar amount. Everyone else is just like, okay, we'll ride with you. Josh is like, I'll ride with you. Sam's like, I'll ride with you. I'm like, okay, perfect. I have the discretion to just make a simple bet. And then I looked at the game and it was Illinois -4.5. And I'm like, okay, I like that. That's 4.5 is a lot of points, whatever. Then I saw the over under and it was, I think, 151 points. And I was like, have they not been watching Illinois play basketball the last 2 months? Like, this game is going to be over. So I put half of the dollars on just like Illinois -4.5. And then I'm like, all right, the other half, we're doing a parlay of the over and Illinois -4.5 again. And let's just say at the end of the first half, the over was looking good. The spread wasn't looking amazing, but let's just say we took our investment. We multiplied it by 1.72 and we were successful. And it was a very satisfying outcome. Would have been very happy with an Illinois win by 3, 4, 2 points.
Could not have cared less about that, the spread or the over under at that point.
But it's great. It's like, here's the money. Now, do we invest that in tickets for the next game? Do we invest that in rolling it forward against the Wisconsin game? A lot of options here.
As I hear you talk about the word investment, I come to realize that your unit is much different from my unit. When you talk about the word invest right there, my unit is getting us maybe, I don't know, an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Your unit, hey, it sounds like it's getting you 300 level seats in the Sweet 16.
A unit. Stop caring about the unit.
We don't unit shame.
Size doesn't matter, guys.
That's good. The podcast adds 6 inches. Absolutely. So it's really is a cheat code there if you want to bet on an Illinois team within the state of Illinois.
Yes, you have to go in person.
So
you can bet Illinois +700 to make the Final Four, +3,500 to win the championship. Like, there's worse bets out there, but at the end of the day, it's about supporting the team in whichever way you can. And we are also going to do that financially and keep surviving and advancing.
As Coach Brad Underwood wants to a profitable engagement. He once said that a couple of Februarys ago before the Michigan State game.
For sure.
That was fun, guys. I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun at the bar this afternoon. You guys want to run it back tomorrow at approximately 2:30? At approximately 2:30.
I feel like it's more set in stone that it's 2:30 than not, and Johnny's gone.
Johnny's over-under on leaving the Zoom is always 1.5, and I'm pretty sure he's hit the over already. There we go. He's back. Anything else, gents? I mean, if you guys have made it to the end of the podcast, thank you.
Thank you.
Would appreciate if you would listen again. We'll have Robert on tomorrow. We'll be
Robert. Well, yeah, tomorrow night. We're still
getting to this level, but we'll have more of a coherent individual, I would assume, on his drive back from Minnesota.
Tomorrow is the most, is I think, my favorite podcast of the year. It's the whole Brain Trust. Maybe Sam will join us. Robert and Tyler will be joining us.
If you made it this far, like, understand that our four most listened to episodes in our podcast history is
everything with Robert.
And no. It is with Robert, but it's because it's the bracket reveal podcast.
America, here's the thing. America loves brackets. Josh, I'm pretty how did the boardroom Twitter account start, by the way?
All about brackets.
It was all about brackets, right? America goes absolutely berserk for a bracket.
You can comment on the podcast if you're an Illini polls fan. Yeah. If not, if you say Illini polls in a comment to our podcast, we'll follow you back.
Illini Ryan polls.
Next 24 hours.
America goes absolutely insane for a bracket. So yes, tomorrow night we will have the full Brain Trust, hopefully, on the podcast here. And we will, Johnny will give us our paths to the Final Four. Tyler and Robert will give us the sort of realistic expectation. But anything else, gentlemen? This was a fun St. Patrick's Day. I think I'll remember this one for a while.
The good thing is we get to always listen back to how we feel.
Oh my goodness.
Like, if it's just us three listening back to this podcast, I have listened back to this podcast from the Iowa game at least five times in my life.
If you are listening and you come to Finley Dunn's tomorrow, I will buy you a beer. If you have made it this far and you come up to me and you shake my hand, I will 100% buy you a beer tomorrow for making it this far. So shout out to Peter and Amante for making space for us at the bar. Johnny, I know you were for the hospitality making it work.
No, what I was going to ask you guys was, do you think this was a top 10 just most fun game in our Illini fandom? Like, I think of that Iowa game as one of the most fun games. Like, there's certain games where it's like it's more impressive to win this game, whatever. Just like the, I don't know, the angriness of the first half of people. Like, it was great.
I think it's pretty simple. How many semifinal games have we won? Like, how many semifinals games have we won?
Two.
Since the podcast has started, or even for the, like, if you can count 6 years past today, like, how many semifinal games have we won? This is one of the two. This is a top 10 game. There's no doubt about it. Like, this is. Maddie, what do you want to say?
I think the Miller Lite makes it a little bit. I think the Miller Lite helps a little bit. Yeah.
I think I'm drunk right now?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. Oh my goodness.
I'm leaving everything in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think. Like,
my mom just texted me that Justin Fields got traded to the Steelers. Did you guys hear that?
Oh wow. She's first one to report that. That's crazy. But I mean, there's a few other games that come to mind. Like, the Texas comeback was so much fun.
Yes.
That was a Tuesday night.
UCLA, for sure. And like, it wasn't at the end of the season.
UCLA is definitely involved in this conversation.
UCLA was amazing.
Maryland's loss.
Yeah. The Iowa win to clinch a Big Ten title. That's like top three.
From a funness perspective, that one
was great though, because we were down 15 at one point in that game too.
This game is where we're down 15 with 18 minutes left. From a funness perspective, I'm not quite sure if this one doesn't outdo any other game in terms of funness perspective.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely up there.
This fucking team.
Oh, okay. I'll give you one that outweighs it. And that's Michigan 2021.
Yes.
That was ridiculous. That was because
why do you feel like that was more fun?
Because you Like, we had been battling with Michigan online for so long, talking about how they're ducking them. They're saying they're better than us. We're not afraid of you, all this stuff. And then we go in there without our best player on the road and beat them by 20 something points. Like, that was pure elation and just confirmation that this was such like a transcendent team. I think this game was so much like today's game was so much fun, but that's like historic level amount of fun and amount of shit talking. Like, the buildup for that game was amazing.
That's true. The Trent step back three there with
the daggers,
with no crowd. Yeah, it's just the silent swish there.
It's an all-time. It's an all-time game.
But it wasn't on a weekend. It wasn't on a St. Patrick's Day. You know, it didn't have the same. Again, this juice. Is like a very personal thing here. I feel like for all of us in terms of enjoyment. Yes, Johnny, I hear you. But I feel like today, from a personal level, today was a lot more fun than the Michigan game.
Oh, I mean, it was great. It was great. Like, the second half today, just shot after shot going in, and I was specifically banging on the walls, Josh, with 42 ILL INI chance.
Yeah, dude, you really did not save that chant for important moments. Josh was literally legitimately chanting defense.
Yeah.
Well, like, the thing is, we need to make sure the defense comes to play, right? And so, like, if I don't cheer defense, do they know that they need to play defense right now? Like, that's...
Well, given that they're several hundred miles away and 90 seconds behind us, potentially, yes. Absolutely. Johnny, when you have a moment, just go ahead. I was going to say, Johnny, when you have a moment, the over-under tomorrow is only 149.5. So if you have a moment,
over. Thank you, please.
Just go parlay us again.
Can you start walking? Okay. No, Johnny, thank you for joining the podcast. Well,
I need you. Mobile. We're going mobile. We're going mobile here. With
Johnny,
the last
start walking over to the DraftKings Sportsbook so we can bet on the Illini.
Yeah, before it, you know, everyone starts betting on the over and it goes under a little bit. Gents, tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon, 2:30 o'clock. I'll see you at Finley Dunn's. Johnny?
Yeah, I'll be there. Maybe, boys, hydrate a little bit tonight.
Let's be there before 2:30. Let's, like,
yeah.
Let's be smart about it.
Weber?
Sam, what are your thoughts?
Sam? Yeah.
I would say he talked about as much as he normally does on one of these episodes.
You know.
All righty, everyone. We love you, Sam. We appreciate you listening, everyone, to this episode of The Boardroom. We will see you tomorrow night, where we are hopefully celebrating a 3-seed and a trophy. We will catch you on the next episode of The Boardroom. I-L-L.